State of Illinois, Department of Children and Family Services. Otto Kerner, Governor. Donald Breland, Ph.D., Director. The Banner. The Banner of Victory is a challenge to new valor. Illinois Braille and Sight Saving School, Jacksonville, Illinois. Jack R. Hartong, Superintendent. October 1965, Number 1. First dance successful. The freshman welcome dance for the high school was held Friday evening, September 17. It was estimated that at least 2/3 of the high school participated. There were a few mixers. Refreshments were served. Reports from the teachers there say that everyone seemed to have enjoyed the evening. Officers take charge. The election of class officers has been completed for the new semester. These are the officers for the high school classes. Seniors: Janet Wittenberg, President. Jimmy Crockett, Vice President. Ruth Schumann, Secretary. Carmen Cepeda, Treasurer. Juniors: Richard Howe, President. Sally Southey, Vice President. Margaret Bracken, Secretary. Bruce McDonald, Treasurer. Sophomores: Patrick Curtin, President. Gerald Spinner, Vice President. Mike Lewis, Secretary. Diane Adams, Treasurer. Freshmen: Kenny Shad, President. Pam Clark, Vice President. Vernielle DeWitt, Secretary. Karen Bennett, Treasurer. Faculty roster shows 2 new names. The banner extends a warm welcome to Mr. William L. Gross of Jacksonville, Illinois, our new coach. A graduate of Illinois College, where he was a 4-letter athlete, Coach Gross comes to us from St. Anne's, a public school where he taught and coached for 6 years. Mr. Richard Adams is a new elementary teacher. He was a star wrestler at the Missouri School for the Blind and was graduated from Missouri University. A great big hello and welcome is hereby extended to Mr. Adams. High school gains 2 new students. We are happy to have a new student here at IBSSS. Her name is Karen Bennett. She comes from Lincoln Grade School in Dixon, Illinois, and is a freshman. Karen enjoys math and likes to collect records. An addition to the sophomore class is Patrick William Curtin. Pat is from LaSalle, Illinois. He states that his favorite hobbies are collecting records, any type of sports, and penny collecting. Pat also says, "I have a great sense of humor." The Banner. Editor: Esther Campbell. Feature reporters: Ruth Schumann, Carmen Cepeda. Sports: James Crockett. Grade school news: Patsy Davison, Janet Wittenberg. Faculty advisor: John Dietrich. Braille edition: Dave Stevens. Editorial. Congratulations, singing groups! With the beginning of school, several new groups have been formed. Of course, the Wild Ones are in full swing, with performances every Sunday night. Ruth Schumann and her Sugar Beats have had several new additions and are working quite hard to learn new songs. Carmen also is the leader of a new singing group called The Availables, and they are available for any singing job offered to them. We can't forget Billy Johnson's group, and we wish the Gators success. These are some of the old and new music groups in the school. I am sure that they are all working to the best of their ability, Let's wish them the best of luck. Patsy Davison. Roving Reporter. Our question this issue is, if you had to live in any country other than the United States, where would you live and why? Mrs. Beard. I would like in Ireland, because all my ancestors came here from there. Sally Southey. I would live in Paris, France, because it is romantic. Mr. Oldnettle. I would rather live in France, because I have studied the language and history. I would like to live someplace where the natives speak a different tongue, so that I might really learn it. Bruce MacDonald. I would like to live in England, because I would like to find out how the teenagers live over there. Mrs. Curtis. I would like to live in certain sections of Germany, because their economy and their climate is similar to ours. Richard Howe. I would like in London, England, if I had to live in another country besides the United States, because I have heard that the country is beautiful and the people are very friendly. Jim's Jim Gems by James. 17 boys reported on September 13 to begin workouts for the track season. These 17 included such veterans as Gerald Spinner, Thomas Cravens, William Mitchell, and James Crockett. Others reporting were Robert Abramson, Stephen Baugh, Stephen Brewers, Eldon Cox, Patrick Curtin, Jerry Forsyth, Michael Kelly, Michael Lewis, Robert Montgomery, Rick Parrish, Daniel Schuhl, Kenneth Staley, and Mike Stratton. On September 25, the first meet was held at IBSSS with Michigan. Michigan was triumphant, 42-30. On October 2, the Warriors traveled to Iowa, where they were defeated again, 42-30. The October 9th three-way meet with Indiana and Missouri brought the following results. Missouri, 44. Indiana, 25. Illinois, 19. On October 16, the 1965 track season turns down the straightaway as the Warriors travel to the NCASB track conference to be held in Kentucky. There will be 12 schools for the blind participating. Coach William Gross hopes we can bring home a trophy. High Times by Esther Campbell. Beth Beaupré could be an expert on dieting. She eats and eats and never gains. For those who find coffee breaks worthwhile, see Miss Yeager in Unit 18. Her coffee is always free, fresh, and hot. And don't forget to bring your Juicy Fruit gum to stretch your coffee break. Wanted, a travel training teacher for Jim Crockett, who confesses he actually became lost on campus. Mary Bracken has a strange habit of falling up stairs and escalators, never down. Diane Atkinson can now swim in her room because of strange plumbing. Gerald Spinner says that French assignments depress him when he can't do them. Mr. Kaufman says he was bitten by a cat over the summer, and the cat had to stay in for 2 weeks. New cottage parents assume duties. Mr. John Burns, Mrs. Dorothy Steele, and Mrs. Hattie Henry are new cottage parents working in Unit 3. In Unit 4, new cottage parents are Mrs. Rosemary Harbaugh and Mrs. Irene Worth, while in Unit 5, Mrs. Mary Stone, Mrs. Dolores Spurgeon, and Mrs. May Stribling are new cottage parents. Mrs. Margaret Chilton is working in Unit 18 in this capacity. We hope that these people will enjoy their work here very much, as they become well acquainted with the students with whom they are working. It's a pleasure to have them at the school. Grade School News. Mrs. Reed's teaching assignment has been changed from the primary Braille class to first and second grade sight saving. 4 new students have been added to these grades. They are as follows: Billy Van Dyke from East Moline, Johnny Thurman, Beardstown, Janet Turner, a day student from Jacksonville, and Nancy Small from near Bloomington. A former student of this school has returned after attending the Kentucky School for the Blind for 3 years. She is a member of Miss Ware's class. Welcome back, Mary Sue Beard. Mrs. Godby has a new student, James Taylor, from the Arkansas School for the Blind. Mrs. Godby's class made a trip to the Eli Bridge Company with Mrs. Potts's and Mrs. Ferry's class. Gary Stern of Niles is a new student of Mrs. Ferry's 4th grade class. Mrs. Veghoft has 2 new students, Becky Klubnack of Benald and Kevin Worley of Waukegan. Mr. Messman's class has 2 new students, Kim Martine from Urbana and Gary Sobel of Glenview. Mary Jo Wensloff of River Forest is a new addition to Mrs. Dietrich's class. Mrs. Sittler's new student is Patty Lewis of Centralia. What does autumn mean to you? You can see the colorful leaves tumble to the ground, or see them in the winds as they're turned round and round. Do you like to watch the birds as they take their annual flight and go to distant places, traveling by their might? Is it fun to see the children as they run through the leaves, or see Halloween approaching, a myth many a folk believes? In some way or another, I'm sure we all like this season, whether there be many or just one reason. By Esther Campbell. How well can you spell? Is your spelling as accurate as it should be? See if you can unscramble these words. O-A-L-R-B. A-C-V-C-Y-A-N. E-N-D-E-N-T-M-A-M. U-M-P-H-R-I-T. E-R-A-L-T-E-A-T-N. Answers are labor, vacancy, amendment, triumph, alternate. Answer Dan. Dear Answer Dan, why did the elephant sit on the marshmallow? Harry. Dear Harry, so that he wouldn't fall into the hot chocolate. Answer Dan. Dear Answer Dan, why do birds migrate? Birdwatcher. Dear Birdwatcher, probably to get away from it all. Answer Dan. Have you a silly question? Answer Dan guarantees a silly answer. Bring your question to room 318.